podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the Anfield Wrap. And I am very pleased to be joined by a very special guest, a man who knows all about what it takes to win League Cups and to be a hero goalkeeper, Mr. Sander Westerveld, hero of our treble-winning team, and back in town for the Liverpool FC Legends game against Ajax coming up during the upcoming international break. So first question to you, Sander, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling very excited. I think as a former player, especially working for television now, I was on the pitch, literally standing behind the corner flag at the League Cup final at Wembley this weekend. So I'm standing there and actually smelling the grass and seeing the grass and seeing the atmosphere, and it's like this is what I miss. Like we are living our dream. We have the dream job, and this is where we, from 4 or 5 years old, when we started playing football, we live for, and we fulfill our dreams. But at 35, max 40, our dreams are like finished. So, and then your next life starts. And well, I'm working for television now, so I'm still close at Anfield. Sometimes I'm close to the real games. But playing is actually the thing we like most. So I'm very excited to be involved in the legend game, and more actually because we're playing against a Dutch team this year, Ajax.
Well, I was going to ask you about that.
So long story short, I'm fine. I'm great.
I was going to ask you about the Ajax fans, because obviously you are a Dutchman and you did start your career there. What was your record like against Ajax? Did you count many clean sheets back in the day?
Well, to be honest, I played with the Twente FC against Ajax. And Ajax is, I'm from the east of Holland, so Ajax was our team that, it's like our Man United. That was Ajax. So we hated everything about it. And still until now. So those were special games for the whole area and for all Twente. To be involved in those games was special. At Ajax in Amsterdam, it was almost impossible sometimes. So you're literally in the bus on the way to Ajax and thinking or talking to your teammates in a really negative way, like we lose 1-0. If we can get a draw, it would be amazing. So that's the really wrong mindset, I know. But at, for some reason at home with the fans, I've never lost against them. And I remember playing great games there, keeping clean sheets, winning 2-0 against the Ajax side with Van der Sar and Liedmaar and Ronald van Kapoor and those players. So they were really special games. So I really enjoyed those.
Well, that's a very good omen for this upcoming game here. Obviously, we know that the result's not the most important thing in terms of the work for the LFC Foundation, but it's always good to get a nice result there at the same time. It always helps, doesn't it?
It does. And those games, I would say if I wasn't the goalkeeper, I would say those Legends games are most likely, for everybody, it's the best that they finish 5-5 or 6-6. A lot of goals. But as a goalkeeper, I have to let so many goals in. That's also like something I still can't and still refuse. So I've let some goals in the Legends games, but the ones I couldn't save at least. But no, it's great. And like you said before, it's for us players. It's great to still be involved in the Red family, to be involved in Legends games. But also to try and help the Liverpool Foundation with all the good work they are doing and the amazing work they are doing. And I'm fortunate to be, I think I was involved in the very first Legend games. And I'm the one that played most of the Legend games, I think, the charity games. But so I love those. But also it's like a win-win situation. It's like giving back, like we're retired football players now. And to give back to the society, and especially Liverpool, and the great work that the foundation is doing and helping so many people on and off the pitch with sports and education. Yeah, that's something that it makes me really proud. And I hope to continue doing this as long as possible.
Now, yeah, you said you are you're the veterans of the veterans without wanting to make you sound like you're too old. But you've been doing this for nearly a decade now, and you've seen the impact that the foundation has been able to have over the time. But I also think about, in terms of what you were saying, in terms of the teammates, the camaraderie, the training, because from the outside, I must admit, it looks like you guys are having a load of fun whenever you are seeing training sessions. So is that, and when you speak to retired players, a lot of the time it's that kind of dressing room banter. That's the kind of stuff you miss the most. So is it good to get back with the guys again every now and then?
It is. And also because, like, most of the players I actually played with, and they were my team. And so it's more like, I think in a team, as you can see that now on the pitch as well, you can see the difference between Chelsea and Liverpool side the last weekend. It looks like one big family, and everybody goes well together. And that's something special at Liverpool, and that was always the case, I think. So back in my days as well, we were like more friends than colleagues. And to join your friends again now after so long, it's just an amazing feeling. And again, as a football player, to be we do light training session on Friday at the AXA training ground. That's just being there, sitting in a dressing room, you actually feel like a Liverpool player again. And to have that feeling and together with your friends, it's amazing. And the best thing is also, like, we played, I think one of the first foundation games was we played away at the Madrid in the Bernabeu, I don't know how you say that in English, it's the Bernabeu. And there were 90,000 people, but I played 6 years in Spain, so I've been playing there. And but I never knew that the place was so big. I just now, normally I would be focused, I would have seen, I'll see the first ring, the games were played, I went off the pitch, we had some good results, we won there 4-1 once against the Galacticos, so it was also like positive vibes. But now I came on the pitch, and so I was like looking around, and even during the game I was looking around, just like, wow, this is an amazing place. And also the players, you see Cannonball and the players you normally are your enemies, now it's like, oh, you have a meal before the game and a meal after the game, you mingle with everybody. So it's everything, it's almost the same as before without the pressure and the stress and the stress is most of the problems normally. So it's all good. It's all positive, and it's really nice. Again, I can't, I sound maybe too over enthusiastic, but this just the way we all feel, I think, about these games.
Well, honestly, that enthusiasm is really infectious. And I think that for us fans as well, we're really pleased to see you guys enjoying it. And it's something that we're always able to come and expect that kind of good time. But it's interesting what you say about the focus required when you're in the game compared to now. I want to talk about one of the newbies to the Legends game, Mr. Fernando Torres. Now, you mentioned that when you were in Spain, he was actually still coming through. He was a young whippersnapper for Atletico Madrid. He looks a little bit different now, but taking you back to that time, do you remember him coming through? Could you see the talent back then?
Yeah, well, I would almost say, unfortunately, yes. I played against him when they called him El Nino, the boy. So he was very young when he came through the ranks of Atletico Madrid. And I played with Real Sociedad, played games against him. And I remember we lost one game, I think it was 4-1, and he scored at least two goals. We beat them as well the year after, the year before. But this was a special player. You got one of those special players that if you have to come up with your least favorite player or striker you play against, those are the players, because you never know what they were doing. They were good in everything. They were fast. The finishing was unbelievable in the pitch. They didn't even look where the goalkeeper or the goal was. They just knew everything. And it was just like yesterday, a dense goal. If you can see the replay from behind the goal, you can see the ball, and he doesn't even look at the goalkeeper or the goals. He just looks at the ball and he chips it, because he knows that, okay, there's the goal, the goalkeeper. And that was Torres as well. So from every angle, you would expect a shot on target, and it was always on target as well. So you have to make a save, or it was a goal. So it was really special. So it's special for the foundation of Liverpool, and I'm really pleased that he's back in the team for the first time.
Yeah, I think we're all very pleased as well, and he's definitely going to be getting a rousing reception. Someone else who can expect a really good reception, Sven-Göran Eriksson, is joining the coaching team. Obviously, it's been a wonderful story over the last couple of months to see the way that Liverpool as a family, as a club, have embraced him in this time of hardship for him. Have you had a chance to speak to him yet? And I imagine he's very excited if you have.
No, I haven't actually. And I've never ever met him before. So it will be really nice to finally meet him. And I know what he's done to football in general. And I've seen the interview as well, where he mentioned that it was his dream to coach Liverpool and to manage Liverpool one day. And it's typical Liverpool, I think. The gesture that they're making now, and that's something that just a few clubs, I think, would do. And Liverpool is of course, it shows the club Liverpool is. And I think everybody would be really pleased, and most of all, Sven himself. So I'm really looking forward to finally meet him and see him on the bench, and really seeing the look on his face when he hears the "You Never Walk Alone" and the cheering for him, actually. So,
I mean, it must be still special even for yourself. I mean, think of, particularly when you look at Anfield now, I mean, it's a lot bigger than when you were playing there. There's a lot more fans there. Are you looking forward to hearing the full force of the Anfield crowd in that, 50, 60,000, however many come along?
Yeah, I know that they already sold 50,000 tickets, so it most definitely will be sold out. They always are. And so if you haven't got a ticket, get one quick. But no, it's the first time that that there are 60,000 in the stadium. So really looking forward to it, because I played with 45, I think, still. And that already was special. And still, every time you never walk alone. And like I said, I'm doing television work and also in the studio here. And I actually put pressure on the commentators of not speaking through the "You Never Walk Alone" anthem when they're playing it. So it's really funny that they're talking, and "You Never Walk Alone" comes up, and it's totally silent in the studios now. So that's something, because it's a special song, and it's a special way of looking at the game. It's just amazing. It's just like walking on a pitch. You never walk alone. It's like goosebumps all over, just like last week in the final. It's our song, and special fans. So yeah. Again, I can talk hours about how excited I am, but I hope you understand how it is.
Oh, no, for sure. And you mentioned the final there. Obviously, it was a fantastic success under some trying circumstances when you think about some of the youngsters we had to put on and the injuries. And again, echoes back to your time at the club. I want to single out the goalkeeper, Kevin Kelleher, because he made some heroic moments. And I always think if you're in a final and you're going to win it, you need your goalkeeper to have a good game. And I've heard you say that the League Cup, of the three finals that we won when you were in goal, that was probably your favourite. Would you say that was the case?
Yeah, because I think it had so many things. Not being egoistic, because I saved the final penalty or whatever, but it's more like... it was the first one, the first trophy that Liverpool won after, I think, more than 10 years. And so I knew what it meant to the club to win again. We back in winning ways. And it was so important for the club at that time to get back to the normal standard, actually, the, like being the top club and winning prizes. So that was one. Like, it was so important. Two is also like we got the experience of winning finals, getting to know the atmosphere at Cardiff, and I think it helped us in the other two finals, the FA Cup and the Charity Shield. So that experience also the feeling of winning something that was really important for that team we were still building. And Then, of course, if you are a striker, you're dreaming of scoring the winning goal in Champions League or Cup final or World Cup final. And as a goalkeeper, you obviously, your dream is playing like Keller in the final, like making so many saves and literally saving the team almost by yourself, or saving your team in a penalty series. And I was lucky enough to do that. And I remember I was in slow motion when Johnson hit that ball. And for me, the feeling was like I was in the air for 5 seconds, and it was, I think, the best feeling ever, like knowing already you're going to save that ball. And then, seeing the crowd and the players come up to you and the crowd behind you going crazy. Like I said, it meant so much to the club at that moment. And I'm really, really proud that, I was involved and could help the team.
Well, we all remember those moments just as well. I'm probably not quite as fondly as you do. I don't have it quite as much in my brain as deeply as you do. But yeah, it's always going to be something we look forward to. And every time we go, we win something, we do the recap of all the other times, and you're a part of that history the same as Keller has. I want to give a shout out to Keller, though. How impressed have you been with him, particularly over the course of this month? I mean, the life of a backup goalkeeper is such a strange one anyway, because for all other outfield players, there's normally a chance you can get on the pitch, whereas with the goalkeeper, you're either in or you're out. But he's come in kind of out of the cold because of this Alisson injury, and he's been fantastic over this last month.
Yeah, I always wanted to say I wasn't. So, because I know how good he is. Yeah. So I wasn't really surprised, or of course I was impressed, but it didn't come as a shock. For television, I did a couple of videos and I highlighted a couple of players. And of course, most of the teams I highlight the goalkeepers and talk about them, which was also the case in the weeks before when Alisson got injured. We did a piece of FQ. He is. I think everything is already said about him, and everything is true. He is the perfect number two. With all respect to him, he's just. It's unfortunately for him that he's behind one of the best goalkeepers in the world. And I must admit that hashtag how to make it about me. I was in the same situation, and talking about the national team, I played for 20 years professional football. I played for Liverpool, won prizes, and I was 5 years in the national team, but I only have 6 caps, and that was because I was behind Van der Sar. And people ask me, it's like, was that different? Was it difficult, or was it to be honest, it wasn't. It's really difficult to sit on a bench. And I hated it, of course, but to sit on the bench behind a goalkeeper like Alisson or Van der Sar made it a little bit more easier, or made it easier. So that's the case that with Keane now as well. It's like, he at least he's involved, and especially League Cups. Alisson is, he misses every year, misses a couple of games, so he always will be involved. To have a goalkeeper on this level, you can see that, and I don't want to mention names, but in other teams at the Premier League at the moment where other goalkeepers have to step in, and you can see the levels going down. And I always say the special goalkeepers are the goalkeepers that make decisive match-winning saves, and that's what Alisson always does. And Keane has also played so many games when he came in, and he does exactly the same, and he's so important for Liverpool. And if you want to win something, you need a squad and not a team, not an 11, good 11 players. You need the whole squad that come in. And that's what's happening at the moment. The youngsters come in and they deliver, like yesterday as well. It was unbelievable. And then, to have a goalkeeper like this is just like, I said on television, if nobody's nervous now at Liverpool, when Alisson misses a game, everybody thinks like, okay. And Keane steps them, so no worries. Normally it's like, oh no, this player is not playing, and oh no, we're going to lose. No, this is the team we have at the moment, and that's the good thing. So, all the praises to Keane, and he's amazing.
And it looks like everybody, as you say, has faith in him from within the building and in the stands as well. He's going to get a new international manager soon. So hopefully his fortunes will change there, and it means that he won't necessarily feel like he's got to leave to get some more international caps. But my last question is to another fellow Dutchman, or about another fellow Dutchman. We don't know the full squad as yet, but we do know that Ryan Babel will be playing, and he will be playing for both teams, as he has appeared for both teams. So my question is, can you make him play bad for Ajax? Have a little word. Say, come on, lads. You know where you're. You know where your heart is, really.
Yeah, I'm having doubts because I have to make him maybe before the game. I can maybe or whatever kidnap him and like show him around the city and end up in a couple of bars and then like giving him some booze or whatever. But or I can just make sure I'm not playing against Ajax when he's playing. So I played always with Jersey. So I'll just have to look at the team and then make do the Jersey player that half he's played. But saying that, we also have Yari Liedmanen who's playing both sides. So whatever team we're facing, it will be a strong team. So I just have to be as fit as possible. And that's also that's the only worry I have now. Like normally I was well known for my confidence. I was like, oh, come on, I know what I can. Here we go, bring it on. But now getting a little bit older, in my head, I'm still 24. So if the ball comes in the air, I'm still going for that ball. But instead of jumping a meter high, now it's like 20 centimeters. So the players, they walk on the pitch and they lose the ball. And it's like, okay, but me, I still have to dive to all the balls. And if I hit the top corner and I normally would have kept it out maybe or saved it, now the ball is on the floor and I want to dive on it. My head, I'm quick, but my body is... So that's why I've never been nervous in games, but with Legends games, I'm always nervous to see how physically I am. So hopefully, it has been okay till now in the games I've played, but hopefully, I'm fit enough to face Ajax.
Well, for those who are listening rather than watching, can I just say you still look very good. Fantastic. I don't think there are many problems there.
I feel 38.
Yeah. And with 60,000 cheering you on, I'm sure you get all the confidence you need. You'll be 10 feet tall. You'll be pinging them left and pinging them right. And you'll be another clean sheet for the Sander collection. Sander, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And I'll see you at Anfield.
Yes, you will. Take care. Sports Social Podcast Network.